We're with District Attorney Scott Riley discussing the opioids epidemic here in Caldwell County.
I was appalled when speaking with different law enforcement agencies and hearing about the large number of overdose deaths that Caldwell County has experienced. And these overdoses are with what I call children, 17, 18 years old, and overdosing and dying. It was just appalling. I was not aware of the severity of the problem, so I was very grateful to see that the Lenoir Police Department, Sheriff Jones with the Caldwell County Sheriff's Department have been working together investigating those cases, putting hundreds of man hours into trying to identify how are these drugs being brought into Caldwell County, who are the persons responsible for spreading this poison and getting these drugs out to these young people. And I think they've done a wonderful job in identifying that and actually stopping the flow of some of these drugs into our county. As the district attorney, I have to back up this law enforcement, their investigation, and I've pledged to prosecute these people and I have to make those cases a priority. And in fact, our new laws set out by the legislature states very simply that if one distributes an opiate or drug to someone and that person dies as a result of taking in that drug, the person who distributed will be prosecuted for second degree murder. That is how serious we are taking this problem. On the other hand, the persons who are addicted, who are generally good people, who may have had a back injury and they got addicted to the pain medication that was prescribed and now they can no longer get their prescriptions filled. Those people who have become addicted and have a substance abuse problem, if they don't get help, they are going to go down a road they don't want to go down, which will include losing their job. It will result in more than likely committing larcenies, committing fraud, stealing from their friends. We want to intercept those people prior to arrest, or if they are arrested, we want to get them into programs, and there are programs available, drug treatment programs, vocational rehab, people that truly, truly care to get them back on track. I have no desire to make those persons convicted felons. My desire is to get those people back off of drugs so that they can be productive members of Caldwell County, so that they can be a better parent, better spouse, work their job, and get off drugs. I guess it's a twofold way of looking at it. I want to give help to the people that I feel can benefit from it. I want to be aggressively prosecuting the people who are bringing these drugs into Caldwell County and spreading it to people.
This has been a Community Spotlight with Foothills Radio Group.